You're listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, a conversation between two great friends with over 70 years of ministry between them. Ministering on opposite sides of the border, Dr. Al Stone is the General Director of Bearing Precious Seed Canada and Pastor Emeritus of the Bible Baptist Church in St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada, while Pastor Dan Wolven pastors the North Columbus Baptist Church in Columbus, Ohio. Listen now as Al and Dan review and relate their experiences in hopes of helping others who are taking an interest in ministry. Now, here is Tim Talks.
Welcome to Tim Talks.
I wanted to finish the week out strong.
There. I got a drink of water just to match
you. Wow. Well, you can't really match
me. I have good manners and I don't slurp.
Well, what's that running down your chin? Why are you wiping your mouth?
I didn't slurp.
You didn't slurp. You gulped.
I slopped.
I can't believe how many people ask, are you really drinking coffee? I'm like, yeah, I'm taking a big slurp of coffee. Some people thought it was like a sound effect or something. No, that's the real deal.
That's funny.
Now, some people that do the opening for us, like the kids in, you know, where was I? In Michigan.
Camp, or whatever, in Michigan.
Yeah, they just faked it. They fake. But yep. Sometimes they...
Because you're selfish and you didn't give them 140 different mugs of
well, I was going to let them slurp out of one cup, but it would take a long time, so there's a lot of them. Get your own cup. I'm holding today. I'm changed cups today. I've got a beautiful cup from Faith Baptist Church here. Yeah,
awesome.
What do you call it? Insulated cup. Insulated. Mm-hmm. I haven't got a Stanley yet. Have you got a Stanley cup? That's the new rage.
No, I don't care about those stupid handles those things. They're just in the way for me to knock it over.
Get a hammer, get a cup. That's what I say. So I didn't realize that was like the Stanley Tool Company that came up with that thing. So
yes. Yeah.
I just saw a great skit that somebody did on all of those cups. You know, how can we make more money? We'll overcharge people on a cup. You know, it's pretty hilarious. How will we make it stand out? It will keep things colder longer, you know, that kind of thing. It was pretty good. Pretty good. While we are recording this, I got to say that this will air on Friday, just as we start our Man Up conference in Simcoe, Ontario.
Amen.
With Brother Scott Pauley and Brother Pete Folger.
Amen.
So if you're listening today, you still have time to get to Simcoe and be a part of that. We're hoping to have between 350 and 400 men for that meeting.
Amen.
That would be fantastic. I think it's going to be a good one this year. It's always good, but just, you know, there's a real anticipation for this year. I've had a lot of guys call me and write me and say, hey,
good.
We're really excited. So I'm excited about that. And can you believe we're already into the middle of March? Like past the middle of March?
No, I can't.
It's unbelievable.
I really can't.
And it's just been crazy. The weather has been
Easter's
so weird.
Easter's coming soon.
Yeah, that's right. Late Easter this year.
Early.
Early? Is it early? Oh, end of March, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. So when you're not pastor, you don't keep as good a track on that, I guess. I don't know. But it's exciting season. I'm looking forward to it and all the good things that are going on there. So, yeah, so I've had some great meetings of late.
Amen.
And we're nice timing. Brother Wolven's walking around. He's readjusting equipment. I have no idea what he's doing, but he pops his head and says, amen. Like,
to plug in my phone, I just got a low battery message. So my power cord is hooked up to the lights for the cameras. So I had to turn the lights for the cameras on so my power cord would work.
Oh, man,
so
that was great. And he just sticks his head in there. Amen. Nice try. Nice try. We try to fake you people out all the time. There's stuff going on.
Well, it could have been great if you just let it go.
I know, but it's a funny one. I tell you what's happening. We need a good laugh today. Before we get into a very serious subject, we got to have a little laughter. So, yeah, I posted today a picture of my setup once again. I'm in the nursery again. Nurseries seem to be the best sound in most churches. They have carpeted floors and lower ceiling. So, so I'm in the nursery with the big setup again, and I got little stuffed animals all around me here, and pictures of babies, and I'm looking at a great big baby on my screen on my phone. Baby Huey. So I have two very special friends that I want to do a shout out to that listen on a regular basis with their mom. It's Judson and Graham, and Graham's
awesome.
A very special person, and he's got a little buddy that he likes to carry around with him, and his name is Cuppy. I think I'm saying there's it's a little plastic measuring cup. And
neat.
I hope I'm saying that right. If I'm not, Graham will get after me for sure. But great guys. And their mom, Amanda, is a sweet girl. And she loves Tim Hortons. And she loves Tim Talks. So there you go. So shout out to them. But
So what's strike three?
Strike three for me is...
she loves Tim Talks. Mm-hmm. She loves Tim Hortons. So what's strike three?
She likes Dan Wolven. She likes Dan Wolven. You're her favorite. Oh, man. So you're out. You're out. So so today, I want to discuss something. I've had a number of people approach me of late, and though we've already dealt with this on a previous podcast, some people just really struggle with this idea of absence or loss. Somebody has passed away. They've lost a position, maybe a pastorate. They have maybe lost a spouse, and they're having a hard time getting over that. And ask me, how do you do that? Would you deal with that on Tim Talks for us? And so we're going to do that today. We both have suffered what we'd say is a loss. It's not a loss. We know where it is. But my mom is with the Lord. My mother-in-law is with the Lord. Your dad, your mm-hmm. sister. We've had people pass away in our lives. I've got to be honest. I've had some sorrow, and I've grieved, but it was not long. I know that my mom is with the Lord. My mother-in-law is with the Lord. I've got other family members and friends that are with the Lord. Now, if I suffered the loss of a child or a grandchild, I might not be saying the same thing. That's a very difficult thing. Some of those others seem to be a natural progression of life.
Yeah, I can't imagine living without Denise. That's just...
Yes.
You know, when the loss is connected with need, mm-hmm. you know, not just love only, which certainly that is so vital, but a need or reliance, you know, like a younger child with a parent or husband or wife, or maybe a parent with a younger child, a non-adult mm-hmm. child or non-adult grandchild. I think those are times that whenever that's connected, it's much more severe, you know, in our
right,
feelings.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. And I've had some kids who have talked to me about losing a parent. And I've had some kids that had some tragic loss. Their parents died a tragic death. And they've just had a hard time filling that void. And one of the kids that talked to me lost her dad and said, I'm having a hard time stepping up mm-hmm. into a leadership role in my home. I've watched my, you know, mother grieve and watch her try to come through that. That's very, very difficult. I've had other kids, you know, tell me I lost my mom. And, you know, I saw somebody post the other day, happy birthday to my mom in heaven. You know, that's yes. tough. I know Denise has just, you know, had her mom pass away and go to be with the Lord. And I know she was very, very close to her mom. My wife has said that many times about her mom. Mm-hmm. There's that connection with a mother-daughter. And as you've said, a husband and wife, those are tough. How do you overcome that kind of sorrow and grief? Do you ever overcome it? Does it ever, you know, come to a place where you're not sorrowful or grieving that, or...
I think that's the key word. You overcome it. You never forget
it. Right.
I don't think that we'll ever not feel. You know. So you're really to me, we are asking the question: can I conquer my feelings, which lead me into despair, depression? Mm. You know. That's really what we're looking at, because how can I win and not let my feelings win? Because
right.
I think that's really when we're talking about this, because every one of us who knows the Lord and does truly believe the scriptures, you can sit down and mentally say, I know they're in heaven. Mm-hmm. I know they're with God. I know they're better off. I know they're not suffering anymore. I know the Lord loves them more than I do. I know that they would never come back if they want to. We acknowledge all those things. but our feelings are so strong that they steamroll over our mind. And so I think that's probably the best way to try to get the handle on what is this actually we're trying to deal with.
Right, right. I think that we do have to come to that realization that if we know that that person's with the Lord, they're not better off being here. They're better off with the Lord. And it can almost be a selfish thing to wish them back and to think that I can't go on without them. I don't think they're in heaven thinking, wow, I wish I could leave here and go back and live the rest of my life. They're thinking, man, I'm in the presence of the Lord, and I can't wait for my family and friends to get here, maybe encouraging somehow that the lost in their life that would know the Lord so they can be together for eternity. I have not been to the graveside of any of my family that has passed away. If I'm in a cemetery and there's a funeral, you know, and there's another burial somewhere, I will go over and I'll look at that tombstone and I will think of that person. But I don't need that. I don't need that closure. I don't need that time of remembrance. I remember them all the time. Good things and fun times and even some of the hardships. But I get through it by thinking that they're with the Lord. They're where we are wanting to be. That ultimate goal of every Christian is to be in the presence of the Lord. And when somebody gets there ahead of us, we're almost upset that, you know, we couldn't go together or that, you know, they got ahead of us. And so if you've lost someone like that, the first thing I think we have to realize is that they are better off. They're not suffering. They are not hurting. They are in the presence of Christ, and we should be glad for that. But at the same time, I understand losing that relationship, especially for a child who loses their parents. Who now helps fill that void? Who helps teaching? Who helps instructing so that they can make the decisions of life? And that's a tough balance sometimes. Tough balance.
Yeah, it is. And again, there's a difference between knowledge and belief. You know, to truly allow our faith to work within us. But faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Normally, whenever our feelings are running over us, we have a hard time picking up our Bible and reading it again. We have a hard time listening to joyous songs about heaven. We have a hard time of really concentrating through a sermon. Mm. And I'm not talking about a week or a month afterward. I'm talking like sometimes a year, 2 years, because truly a year is still fresh. Mm. I mean, it really is. I know that's seems like a long time, but it isn't.
Right.
Because you've got all of those firsts. Oh, the first birthday that Dad isn't here, or the first anniversary that we're missing each other, or you know, it's full of all those firsts, the first Christmas, the first vacation, just on and on and on. And so it winds up always coming back because that loss is there. And so without our faith becoming stronger to where we want our faith to be stronger than our emotions, we're really going to flounder a lot. So that to me is step one. Step two is to understand yourself, because that many people have a heightened sensitivity of what they're doing. You know, a very emotional person is going to feel that much worse. My wife would not be able to even comprehend you saying, I don't need to really go by the graveside. Right. And I know you're not disrespecting your mom.
No. And everybody grieves. Everybody grieves different.
And if you were, around, you'd probably take the time. But I'm trying to interpret it. You're not planning an extra trip to go out of your way to go to the cemetery, look up the grave, and you know think about it, because you know you're thinking about her in other ways, right. And you don't need to be there. But some people would think of that as appalling, you know, because they're just a greater sensitivity that they have. And so, you know, they're going to have some more difficulty than others because their feelings are much stronger.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I said, people grieve differently. And some people, that's how they cope. That's how they overcome. They go and spend that time and maybe speak to that person, you know, whatever works for you. But I think the end goal has to be you do get to a point in your life where you remember them, you love them, you are thankful for the time that you had with them, but you can't every day grieve to the point where you almost can't go on with life and your life becomes so miserable that you can't function. And I've seen people that have been like that. And I've got a dear friend, it's one of our closest friends, who had a 25-year-old son pass away from a drug overdose and struggled with drugs for a long time and finally got some bad drugs laced with fentanyl, died immediately. And it was a tremendous heartache and sorrow, and we went through that. And she has said many times that I've come through it, but I'll never get over it. And I think that's I think that's a fair thing, that, you know, that loss is going to be there. And I mean, Jesus wept for a couple reasons at the tomb of Lazarus. I believe he wept over the lack of faith for Israel first, but I think there was a connection, his humanity to his friend. There was some sorrow seeing people grieve, realizing that Jesus was there and, you know, could do anything, but there was some sorrow. And I don't think there's anything wrong. Jesus saw the woman that lost her son and touched that bier, you know, touched the holder of the casket. And it was, he understood, he understands sorrow. And the Bible speaks much of that. So God does know your heart and he does know your sorrow, and you can get through that with the help of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we've got to move on in life too. The life is for the living, and we've got to live, and we've got to live as best we can in the triumph of the Lord through his word, through prayer, through fellowship, through worship, and move on and maybe use those experiences of sorrow and loss to help tell others of the things of Christ and be a help. And if you've had a circumstance where somebody has maybe passed away in a very tragic way, you can use that to your advantage, because you can experience and you can empathize better than I can. And that empathy sometimes is much more needed than sympathy. So I would say that, use that to your advantage if you can.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. People have corrected me. So if somebody is going through this, we're not trying to sound harsh, but move on is really what we're trying to say, is you can gain victory. You can gain victory over this. Because it is a part of you. It's going to be always a part of your life, that where that individual, that loved one, was intermingled and connected with your life. And there are pieces of that fabric that is always going to remain in the fabric of your being because of your lives intertwining in such a degree. And so what we're really seeking is for you to be able to have victory through this, and that you're able to rise above this terrible situation that's happened in your life. So, you know, again, I go back to the very beginning. It must be an increased faith, because you need that. But number two, you need to concentrate on your focus. In other words, if all you are doing is looking at pictures and, you know, reliving every single day and, you know, maybe looking at the baby clothes or whatever it is.
Right.
And you are causing yourself, I don't want to forget them. And so sometimes in doing that, your focus is here. You are focusing on what you've lost, and you're not focusing on what Christ is.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jesus gave, and sometimes if we're not careful, we think in our heart, our emotions will think God took. And so we can understand the Lord's death on the cross, because that's what he did willingly. But, you know, my loved one didn't do this willingly, but in God is light and no darkness at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so as our faith getting stronger and our focus to make sure, where are we focusing on what I can do for God while I'm here? Because my life now, I've got this very deep reminder of the brevity of life. I only have so much to give for God.
Right.
If they're saved, I have the great privilege of truly looking forward to seeing them again. And they would never want to come back here right now. They want to stay there. So my focus now needs to be on the Lord and others and not just myself. And thirdly, our activity. You must at some point get back and get active in the things of the Lord, because you'll be surprised as you get back and start serving Christ, the people who need help. And as we give help and we try to be a blessing to others, God, in his wonderful, miraculous plan, has allowed that to be a great way of us healing and strengthening ourselves as we give ourselves to others.
Yeah. Let me say this, that everybody needs to grieve. There's a grief process.
I
don't care how you do it, what it takes, but that's a natural part of moving on. You've got to grieve. And don't think that because we're saved and they're in heaven, that's enough. That's all we need. No, there's going to be some tears. There's going to be some, there are times I start thinking of my mom. I'm crying. I'm thinking, I miss my mom. I miss that time we had it. I wish I'd have said more. I wish I'd hugged her once more. All of those things. And so please understand that there's a grieving process, and we have to be part of that. And it may take a day, a week, a month, or a year, but there'll come a time when you'll really have a good cry. You'll have some great thoughts. You may have some great regrets. But that's part of that grieving process, and we need to do that. And it's okay to grieve. It's okay to be sorrowful.
That's right. It's
okay also to say, Lord, you can take that from me now.
And don't compare yourself with somebody else. You know, somebody may look like they've gotten over it in 4 or 5 months and they're doing so much better. You don't know what they do when they get home and when they're alone, you know, and they may be trying to do right, not faking it, but just trying to do right, trying to make sure that we're saying the right things and we want the Lord to be pleased with our response, but they're still struggling. So don't start comparing to somebody else who has done something. And, you know, there are people that maybe are very young in the Lord and they've got a lot of growing to do. I heard this one time, Pastor Stone, and it floored me. It absolutely floored me. A woman was talking about her 7-year-old son who died of cancer. And she said, I am thankful of the experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that right there, as a preacher, I'm like, whoa, that sounds weird. But then she went through and told of all of the ways that the Lord became so special to her, so close to her, how he has nurtured her, how he helped her with this wisdom, how he answered this specific prayer request throughout the cancer time. And, you know, she said, had my son never died of cancer, I would have never known the Lord like I do now.
Right.
So
I've
in that regard, I can be thankful. And so, you know, that's where the Lord wants you to get to eventually. And maybe it won't be until you see him face to face. But there needs to be progress only because God can.
Right.
God can help you. And so don't compare yourself how far you've gone with somebody else. But the Lord does want you to have victory over the overwhelming feelings that just sort of cripple you.
I've heard that exact same thing where people said, man, it was, you know, it drew us so much closer to the Lord, and it was so awesome to see the Lord work and God come into that person's life and help them. Yeah, great stuff, great stuff. Well, that's the end of our week, my friend, and we have done it once again. We have solved all the problems of the world. We have brought a joy and a happiness to people's lives, and we have annoyed most of our audience. But we've mission accomplished once again, so... Thanks for a great week.
Yeah, so on that note, I do want to make mention that I was able to see our dear brother Shane Rice at the preacher's meeting, and he did say that he is absolutely current, and he has been current with all of these. And so I think the Wednesday part about bitterness would really help, because he seemed a little testy about it, you know.
No.
And, you know, it's like his first reaction. He couldn't hardly even say hi. And, you know, it just... So we'll pray for Brother Shane, but we are glad that he's doing much better and that he's listening to Tim Talks consistently and faithfully. And of course, we would never mock him or make fun of him, you know, in those things. So we just join and rejoicing together in our dear brother.
Did he tell you that I actually talked to him just a few weeks ago, and I called him and we had a great conversation? Did he mention that, you know, I chided on him for not being current? Did you get that?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he didn't. So. I had to really get after him, and it was one of those things. There was a lot of bitterness and hatred and anger there for a long time, but apparently he's received the word of the Lord.
Nothing like what he's going to have
You're
now.
You're not kidding. He's caught up, all right. He's over. He's done and over it. He'll never be back. He'll never be back. Great guy. Great guy. Thanks, Brother Rice.
Yes, he is. We wouldn't do that. Well, we probably would.
Oh, sure, sure.
But we normally would. Yeah, we normally would. Right. Okay, never mind.
That's right. This is Tim Talks. We hope you have a great weekend, I should say, and hope you're faithful to your local church and serving there.
Yes.
Telling somebody about the Lord, because that's what we're all about. And thank you.
Amen.
Thank you to the number of young men that I've met lately that have said, you know what, we're considering serving the Lord in a full-time capacity.
And
for the young ladies
as
well. So thank you for that. This is Tim Talks. We'll be back with you on Monday. Have a great weekend, eh? This is Tim Talks.
You've been listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, with new podcasts added each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To learn more about your hosts, Dr. Al Stone and Pastor Dan Wolven, you can visit us at timtalks.com. That's TIIM talks.com.